he decided he's going to do, you know, bulletin broadcasting like the league does, but only his way. And I made a suggestion to him that he might try it on AM like once a week on a clear frequency. Well, as far as he was concerned, that was a great idea, and then it became cast in stone on 3890. And no conversation with him would make him see the logic of maybe moving it up or moving it down or just getting it away from the activity, or at least listening to the frequency to make sure it was clear before he fired up. So all through the end of the 80s into the 90s, there was lots of battling going on. And then sometime in the early or the middle 90s, Glenn decided, well, everybody's jamming my broadcasts, so I'm going to broadcast every day, five times a day is how it started, and an hour and a half each. So he had this trashy, splattery AM signal on 3890, and all his stuff was controlled by Radio Shack timers. So the light was on, but nobody was home, and his stuff would just fire up right on top of a QSO. And it became very problematic. Very problematic. And what he would do is, I think it was like on a weekend, Saturday night or Sunday night, he would do a broadcast live, and he would give out his phone number, invite people to call in. He would do a ham radio talk show. And people would call in, they'd either piss and moan that he was there, or it was some newbie ham radio operator that didn't know what level of the stick was up. Well, I'd like your QSO card, my address is blah, 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 my phone number, you know, these idiots giving out their phone number and their address and everything. And Glenn would record all this and then play it back. You know, for a whole week, you'd have the same thing, five times a day, day in and day out. And it was really miserable back then. This was WA1H and Yellow.